Brummelstown.
Oh, yes. But such weather has its compensations, Robinson. It's good to be home like this before my own comfortable fire.
Yes, sir. You've had a busy time of it lately, sir. At the palace, the races everywhere with the regent.
Yes, and it's wearing, Robinson. Wearing, this constant rubbing elbows with the great and keeping them in their places.
Ah, yes, sir. But the dinner, sir. Was the lark's tongue pie quite satisfactory?
Perfect. Robinson, I have the best cook in London.
Oh, sir, I'll tell him. Poor Pierre, he's been a bit down in the mouth of late.
Really?
Yes, sir. He said... maybe I shouldn't tell you this, sir.
Oh, yes, go on.
He says, sir, it's an honor to cook for the great Mr. Brummel. But, oh, if he'd only get himself a wife.
A wife? Good heavens, why?
He thinks, sir, you'd dine at home more and entertain more lavishly. That he'd become quite as famous in his way as you are in yours.
Oh, well, my compliments to Pierre. But as for marrying, what's a man to do when the lady to whom he lifts his eyes is already wed? No, I'm sorry, but I fear this must remain a bachelor establishment. Deuce take it, who can that be?
I'll see, sir.
Oh, dear, I hope I'm not going to be disturbed on a night like this. Oh. Nice fire. Hey-ho.
Mr. Brummel, it's a female, sir. A young female.
Well, Robinson, she arrives most apropos. Sir, is this a plot between you and Pierre to get me married?
Oh, sir, but she's crying and carrying on something terrible.
But why come to my house to do it?
She's sister. She's from Her Grace, the Duchess of York.
The Duchess? Gad, man, have her in, have her in. But wait, take this dressing gown.
Yes.
Hand me my suit coat. Quickly now, Robinson,
yes.
Quickly.
Yes.
Hurry, just a moment. Now, there. Now.
No. You compose yourself. The master will see you.
You may go, Robinson.
Very good.
You're from the Duchess?
Yes, sir.
Is anything amiss with Her Grace?
No, Mr. Brummel. That is, I don't know, sir.
Then why those tears?
Oh, sir, I'm the most miserable girl. Her Grace gave me a letter for you. Most secret, sir. She said to defend it with my life, if need be.
Gad, let me have it.
That's the terrible part, sir. I took the next stage from Windsor to London. And when we drew near here, I filled in the bodice for my letter. It was gone.
Gone? It's true. This is serious. Who shared the coach with you?
No one. That is, there was a gentleman, but he left.
And you'd no conversation with him?
No, sir. We did have just a word or two.
I see. Tell me exactly what happened.
It seems, sir, he'd seen me come out of the castle gate. And, well, sir, he asked me several questions. And then he came over and sat beside me.
And he kissed you.
Oh, sir, how did you know?
And with his arm about your waist, it was easy enough to slip the letter from your bodice.
Oh, I'm a good girl.
There's no doubt. Tell me, what did he look like? Answer carefully.
He had black, piercing eyes, sir, and he was sort of thin-like.
His speech?
He sounded like a foreigner, sir. Maybe an Italian.
How was he dressed?
His neckcloth was white and starched like a proper gentleman, sir. I remember that because I thought at the time, how elegant, just like the... I mean, sir, just like your own.
An acquaintance, perhaps. Had he any unusual features?
His walk, sir. He limped a bit.
Gad, could it be... But this message, do you know what was in it?
Oh, no, sir. I worship her grace. I wouldn't violate her confidence, sir. Besides, there were 6 seals on the envelope. Oh, please, Mr. Brummel, don't tell her grace. Find it somehow without letting her know.
Wait. Her grace will have to know.
Oh, Mr. Brummel, sir.
I must learn what that message was. She said it was important. I must see the Duchess at once.
Oh, sir.
Oh, I'll see that you don't suffer. Robinson, my carriage at once. Who knows? The peace of England may be at stake.
Quick, Mimi, open.
Oh, dear. Oh, cher.
Quick, out of my way. I have business. Très important.
But listen, it's all the seals. What is it?
Diable, you do not see that. Understand?
Always this business. Très mysterious. Jean, he say you are spy for the Russians. Is that so?
Ah, cochon. I shut his mouth for him. Yours I shut, too. I will have you depart. I tell the police you are not Madame Baldaire. Now get out!
Oh, I hate you. I hate you. Oh, mon Dieu. I am so miserable I could kill myself.
I will do it for you if you do not keep your mouth shut. Depêche-toi. Can I?
Oh, mon Dieu. Oh, mon Dieu.
Now we shall see what is in the letter. Oh, sacre. This will ruin that Tom Brummel. Now I finish him with the regent. Voila. You stay there until I need you. Mimi!
Oui. Oh, what do you do to your eye?
This soot, she blackened it. Where is that red ink?
Here it is. What you do to your sleeve?
Do I look like I have been in a fight?
You look terrible.
Bon. Alors, I go now. Mimi, I have something very important in this room. Remember, let no one in, or I kill you. Comprenez?
Oui, oui, oui. I understand.
Remember.
Damn you, Baldaire. Beast. Son of a canal. You do not know I have watched you through the keyhole. No. You do not know that Jean, he make for Mimi a key to that secret panel. That letter is all the thief. Son, I think. It is addressed to Brummel, the famous beau. He will give much money for this. He's rich. He's handsome. He's very gallant. Maybe he might love the little French girl.
Wait here. Be ready to go any minute. I may be 5 minutes or 5 hours.
Yes, sir.
Who goes there? A friend of the Duchess. I must speak with her.
Her Grace has retired. She is not to be disturbed.
But hang it, ma'am. This is important. I must see her.
I can't let you pass, sir. It would cost me my whole...
I tell you, ma'am, the situation is desperate. Her Grace... Struth, I have it. Will you take a message to the Duchess Maid of Honor, the Lady Inez?
Oh, sir, I could never permit...
Here's 10 guineas.
Oh, well. If it concerns Her Grace... Step in out of the rain, sir. Under this torch. And write your note.
Mm. Why, sir... You're the bull. Here's another 10 guineas to prove you're mistaken.
Quite right. I was mistaken.
Good. One moment. Here's the message for Lady Inez.
I must have revenge. I'll show you that your prince is not only the first gentleman of Europe, but is also first the pharaoh.
Yeah.
Gad, that guard. Why doesn't he hurry? Yes.
The Lady Inez will see you, Mr. Brummel.
Sir, this way.
I'm taking you in through a private entrance, direct to her ladyship's chambers. Tis only a few gentlemen know it, sir.
I see.
We're here, sir.
Lady Inez is expecting the gentleman.
Thank you, madam.
Dear Mr. Brummel. I shan't need you anymore tonight, Morrison.
Yes, dear lady.
I kiss your ladyship's hand.
Oh, Brummel. How did you know that I had a secret passion for you? What is every woman in England so mad about you?
Oh,
that...
your ladyship overwhelms me. I am overcome by her inference. But the Lady Inez must believe that, though I venture much to see her, I hold her in too much respect to hope that
you have kissed my hand. Have you ever heard that lips grow jealous?
But I can scarce give up this lovely hand.
Oh, I knew my feeling for you would someday bring you to me. In fact, I have a wager of a new fan with the other maids of honor that I would someday land you. And I need a new fan.
Brummel's taste shall select a fan for your ladyship. You shall have it tomorrow. But I compromise you by staying so long in your apartment. I have paid my homage. Now I depart.
Oh, so soon? No, you're squeamish.
Ladyship, I have a serious mission in the palace. I bear an important message to Her Grace. Can you arrange an interview with her at once?
Her Grace? Oh, I do not believe in your serious mission. You've come to play the gallant to Her Grace. I thought I was the one.
Oh, I protest.
Well, let me tell you to save your ardor. Her Grace will send you about your business in no time.
Dear lady, I swear on my life my mission has naught to do with lovemaking. Please go to Her Grace and say I must see her.
At this hour? Impossible.
My lady, she will thank you for it. And you shall have my undying gratitude.
And how will you express your gratitude?
So... on the jealous lips. Now hurry, please. Much hangs on haste.
Wait here. She was still up and alone. Oh, Brahma, dear, when shall I see you again?
Dear lady, who can tell? Fate is often very unkind.
I see. I was merely the means of your gaining audience with Her Grace.
Deserve, lady.
Damnation.
Is that nice?
Well, I hold nothing against you.
Discerning and kind.
We've arrived at the Duchess' door. Good night.
Good night.
And yet not such a good night as I had hoped.
The fan will arrive tomorrow, ladyship.
So? You may enter. Pleasure, my dear
Donald. Oh, gracious highness. Thank you for seeing me. You are very beautiful tonight. Sitting there in your silver gown. You nearly make me forget my mission.
Brahma, my friend, I'm sure you've not braved such a night just to pay me pretty compliments. I know your mission is important, but it is late. Your presence here is dangerous to both of us. His grace.
I know. I realize. In all the debauchery of the court, your highness' good name stands out as the sun against the night. I would not endanger it. But I've come about your letter to me.
My letter? Yes.
It is lost.
Lost?
Yes. Taken from your maid on the coach to London.
Taken? Perhaps now in the wrong hands. Oh, Brummel, I'm undone. I'm ruined.
Oh, dear highness, do not be so disturbed. Tell me what was in the letter.
Something very dangerous. Something that might be used against me. If it ever fell into the hands of the regent or my husband, oh, I can't tell what might happen.
Why did you write it?
As a sacred duty, Brummel. You know I never meddle in politics, but the civil rights situation is desperate. The people have protested for years.
And the regent has refused to listen?
Yes. Parliament has twice passed the Equal Rights Bill, but the regent will not sign it.
Mark my words, he'll have trouble on his hands someday.
That day is here now. Only this morning, word came to me from Pitt himself that an army has been secretly recruited to attack the moment his refusal is known. And I know the regent means again to refuse. Brummel, it'll be civil war.
Your grace.
My friend, your influence with the regent is so great.
Highness.
It's true. All of us know it. You're closer to him than any of his ministers. Far closer than any of the royal family.
Then your message was...
A desperate appeal that you use that famous, that disarming tact of yours to save your country.
Highness, all that I have of fortune or of wit, I dedicate to securing that letter and to winning over the regent.
In return, I can offer you only my deathless friendship. It's yours, Brummel. Is it something you wish?
I dare to wish something impossible.
Tell me.
That you were free and much humbler in rank.
And I too wish that. But, Brummel, we face the world as it is, and we respect our obligations.
Your grace.
But about the letter, Brummel, what shall we do?
There's but one thing to do. Prevent it from falling into the regent's hands.
But how will you do this?
Attach myself to him on some pretext. For days, if need be. Stay near him day and night until I recover that letter.
Splendid. And now, dear friend, you must go quickly.
One thing more. Why would it be so unfortunate if the letter fell into the hands of the Duke, your husband?
One line of it is rather personal. It might be misconstrued.
Your grace. I shall die rather than...
His grace.
Halt, wife. Get up.
My brother. What the devil does this mean?
We are plotting, sir. Against you.
I could almost believe it. But come, Brummel. No silly excuses. This is serious.
But Brummel is right, my dear. Have you forgotten?
Forgotten? What?
That tomorrow is your birthday.
Why, so it is, so it is. Oh, Brummel, you old fox. What's it to be this time?
That, sir, is part of the surprise.
Well, mark you, not too dandyish.
Not too dandyish.
Great, great, great God, and
princess. 1,000 guineas I lose tonight. Never mind. Tomorrow I'll show you. I'll win your money, your horses, your estates, and all your women.
A toast to His Royal Highness, the first gentleman of Europe, and a devil of a good loser.
To the prince, our future king.
Here.
Thank you. But that Brummel, tell me, Chumley, where do you think he is, and what mischief is he up to?
I've no idea. Our beau's only vice seems to be gaming. Of course, it might be romance.
Egad, I'd like to know some scandal of the bow.
If anyone knew, it would be your Royal Highness. For next to his own conscience, you know him best.
Odd's body, Albany. A well-cut neckcloth means more to the bow than Venus herself.
Ah, Brummel's an odd duck. Strangely chivalrous at times.
Yes, it was that affair of the foreigner, Baldaire. And the nursemaid.
It has wit, tell
it. It seems Baldaire was amusing himself at the wench's expense as she wheeled her charge on the edge of the round pond.
The girl's protests only added to the Frenchman's amusement.
Then the bow chanced along and with one blow sent Baldaire spinning into the pond.
And the bow said, adjusting his cuffs, the fellow needed a bath anyway.
Truth, I'd like to have seen it. The Frenchman in the goose pond. Now I understand his hatred for the bow.
But the bow, quite undismayed, continues to write sonnets through the curve of a lady's lips. Though God knows if he ever tastes them.
Truth, it's a point in the lad's favor. One should have one friend with whom his mistress is safe.
George Brian Brummel, Esquire.
Huh?
Your Royal Highness. Gentlemen, my regrets.
Ye gods, a beau with a rumpled neckcloth.
Beau with his hair awry. Brummel, you sly dog. Why so distray? Have you been on a tender mission? Or were you with the opposition, plotting against your prince?
You'd be utterly astounded if you knew.
Yes, I dare say. Oh, Brummel, you're deep. But, truth, we've discovered you. Admit it, man. You've been with a lovely creature.
Indeed, a very lovely creature.
Again, I ache to describe it.
And who better than your highness?
Our Brummel with a beautiful creature. Languishing with love for him. The moment opportune. And then most malapropos, the husband bursts in. Right, my lad?
Right. Royalty is always right.
Shouts the injured husband. Villain, my wife's boudoir. At this hour, explain yourself.
And our beau quite coolly replies, good sir, I was but teaching thy wife a new way of tying thy cravat.
My compliments, Highness. You read my innermost mind.
Good lad, Your Highness.
But in truth, I had a sorry time of it. And I have yet to prove myself an honest man.
Impossible.
The beau could prove that black was white.
No, I fear the whole thing was a myth. Egad, I believe the beau was sitting at home like a spinster, devising what to make us wear next.
You are positively omniscient tonight, Your Highness. There was the matter of a waistcoat.
Abram? Something new?
As new as the night.
Gentlemen, good night. Your prince is occupied. Important matters and all that.
Highness, I take my leave.
Good night.
I do
good
be
night.
Alive, Brummel.
Now to business, Brummel. This waistcoat, would it become me?
Better than anyone else in Europe.
I have a fine figure, haven't I? Not stout. You couldn't call me stout. Just,
regal. Regal is the word.
Yes.
Pardon, Highness.
Well, out with it.
Word from Mrs. Fitzherbert. To remind your highness...
Yes. Brummel, I had arranged tomorrow. I'll hear about your waistcoat tomorrow.
Highness, I'm devastated.
But dash it, man, I...
Oh, well, the waistcoat was half promised to another anyway.
Oh, well, tell Mrs. Fitzherbert I am unavoidably detained. state business, national emergency.
In short, a waistcoat. Ah.
Now, Brummel, let's drink to the waistcoat. And to Brummel, my one good friend.
Pardon, Your Highness.
Pray take these interruptions.
But one of the persons Your Royal Highness always admits is here.
Who?
Baudelaire, Your Highness.
Baudelaire? I'll see him. Your friend, Brummel. The fellow who had the bath. What's the matter?
I? Nothing, Your Highness.
Well, I'll tell you. Wait there behind that screen. You know all our family scandal, anyhow.
Monsieur Baudelaire.
Your Highness.
Baudelaire? What's the matter? Black eye, bloody sleeve?
Your Highness, nom de Dieu, such mere fortune. You know I spy on Pitt, leader of the opposition. Today I follow him to Outland. For a long time he is closeted with your sister-in-law, the Duchess.
Cad man, my sister-in-law against me too? Go on.
I keep close watch, and soon I secure a prize. A letter in the handwriting of the Duchess. Oh, diable, as I hurry you to serve my prince, I am beaten and sacre nom, I am robbed of everything.
But man, the letter, not the letter.
Highness, I fight with my life, I fight for the letter. I threaten, I beg.
Get up, dog. Had you read the letter?
Highness, no.
To whom was it addressed?
Ah, a grand surprise. The letter was addressed to the Pope, Georges Brian Brummel.
Brummel? Impossible.
All my life, I swear it, Highness.
Did you call me, Highness?
Sapiste.
Oh, Baudelaire. Have you been romancing in the park again?
Hold your profanity.
You rang, Highness?
I did. Monsieur Baudelaire will wait outside for further questioning. And now, Brummel, what was in that letter?
Seems that the beau is to have full need tonight for that famous, that disarming tact of his. Will it serve to extricate him from this difficulty which threatens not alone the beau's neck, but the good name of a beautiful and gallant lady? Well, next week's chapter will tell the tale, and we need fear no lack of excitement, of thrills, and suspense. Listen at 8:30 next Thursday evening for the sequel to tonight's episode. Meanwhile, give thought to the power that lies today, quite as much as a century ago, in the subtle art of good grooming. And good grooming is not so much a question of what you expend on your wardrobe, as of the wisdom with which your apparel appropriation is invested. For almost a half century, the great house of Blank and Blank has held the proud position of America's foremost tailors to men. It was first among the great custom tailoring institutions of this country to make it possible for men everywhere to dress smartly and well, without extravagance. This year, more than ever, the exquisitely cut, superbly tailored garments of Blank and Blank are the mark of a gentleman, a passport to those all-important circles where good breeding and good grooming are esteemed. Blank and Blank, in all their history, have never produced garments comparable with those which it offers you today. See these garments at the establishment of your local sponsor. Next week, we foregather again with the beau and his interesting friends. Until then, good night.